Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
The message is that is God's DNA.
Amen.
Amen. Say that with me, God's DNA. There's a verse of scripture in the Bible in 1 Corinthians. Get it for me quickly. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 13. And let's springboard into God's DNA. The word says here, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men. Be strong. Nudge your neighbor on this great getting up morning and tell him, stop acting like a mere human being. Tell him again, stop. Tell somebody else, stop acting like a mere human being. Governed by everything you see, everything you hear, what you taste, what you feel. Conform to the systems of the world. No. We carry something. And it's all because of what Jesus did. Now, the first thing I want to look at is our identity in God has been kept hidden from us for too long. Our identity in God has been kept hidden from us for too long. The first thing that we must regain and reestablish is who we are. Nothing arrogant or proud about that. It's reality. If you don't know who you are, someone's going to define you. Something's going to define you. And in all probability, it's not going to define you as you really are. Number two, you have to regain the understanding of what you carry. Some things you must stop listening to. Some things you have to stop partaking of. Because it devalues who you are. Number three, we must regain the understanding of what is inside of us as sons of God. You're not just the son of your mother and father. Something happened to you when you were born again. Amen. We are sons of God. We carry the DNA of God. Now, we're going to break this down. We carry the DNA of God. Amen. And that's important for us to own up to, take responsibility for it. Amen. The mere DNA of humans has caused us great problems. And as we look around at the human race, we see what carrying just the DNA of a human being has caused. When Adam fell from grace, when he relinquished his authority, and that when he was cut off from the tree of life, he was reduced to, let me say, DNA that only has two strands. He was created with a three-strand DNA. But when he was cut off, he lost the third strand. And how many know the law of, there's a law in the scriptures, everything produces after its kind. And we see why the world is so out of sorts, out of order. The nature of man, because of being the sons or the offspring of Adam after the fall, has created all of this. Give me 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 21. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 21. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. Verse 22. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Tell somebody I'm alive this morning. Come on, we're not just alive because there's breath in our body. We're alive because there's a DNA It's a God life. It's not just mere human life. Remember when Adam fell, before he fell, the Lord said, the day that you eat of this tree, you shall surely die. Adam and Eve ate of the tree, but they continued to walk around. But they were dead. I'll say it this way. They were a dead man walking. They had lost the life that God had given, even though they were alive. See, the world as it is a result of, let me say, dead men walking. There's a form of life, but it's not the life God originally gave. But look out here, in Christ, there's a regaining of a life that God originally gave. Tell somebody right now, if you don't know, you better ask. See, so many people are living the life with the two-strand DNA. Just walking around here subject to everything. There's a breaker's anointing in you. You hold keys to a kingdom. See, when you have keys, you don't have to ask somebody to let you in. A janitor to a school can get you in any closet, any classroom, even if it's forbidden, but he got the keys. See, there's a lot of stuff that the enemy has tried to forbid. But the church has to understand we have keys. I don't have to ask him for something back. I got keys to open it up. If you really understand the ways of God, then you understand that God is waiting on you to open up some doors. Because he gave you the keys. He said, Peter, upon this rock I will build my church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth is bound into heaven. Whatever you loose, Peter, shall be loosed on earth. He's talking to his church. Ask somebody right now, what you waiting on? Boy, I feel a stirring in here this morning. There's a stirring in the spirit this morning. God's going to stir something up. See, things are going to stop shaking you and start stirring you. We got to take back our identity. Science today, you know, technology is off the chain. Science has found that there are two strands of DNA. Now, again, that word DNA, I'll just give you the scientific word, if I can pronounce it right. Deoxyribonucleic acid. It's any of the various nucleic acids that are usually the molecular basis of heredity and are localized, especially in cell nuclei. That's from out of Webster's. All right, so science has found that there are two strands in the human being, two strands of DNA. Human DNA has the record of what you are going to be like. Now, let me segue into this, because we're going to do communion today. And Jesus said, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. Is that right? Now, the word remembrance there is the word record. Now, your DNA carries a scroll, or it carries your record. Even when you're a little tot, your DNA says that you're going to have a nose like your mama. Tell somebody right now, you look just like your daddy. That's a result of DNA. You'll be tall, you'll be short, you'll be wide, you'll be thin. Whatever it is, it's carried. It's the record that's carried in your DNA. All right? Science has found that there are two strands. Somebody say two strands of DNA. Human DNA carries your record. Now, that's important for us to grasp right now. It carries the record of who you are going to be like. Your soul and your body, your eye color, your nose, your hair. It's a record of what you're going to be like, your DNA. Science knows this. Now, the original DNA that science has discovered only goes back to Adam after his fall, the two strand. See, they can see that naturally. Naturally, they can see the two strand. But see, there's another strand. It's hidden. Until you are born again, you won't even see it. You can't see into the kingdom. You got to be born again into it. Once you're born again into it, all of a sudden you see the third strand. The two-stranded DNA of a human can be programmed by language and frequency. That's why people act the way that they do. The two strand, when they don't have the third strand of DNA, they are programmed by the world. They are of the world. They listen to the world. They are governed by the world. They fear what the world fears. They lust after what the world lusts after. They honor what the world honors. See, you are not of the world. Tell somebody, I'm not of the world. I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. See, if I was of the world, the world would love me. Because I'm part of that system. But I'm not of the world. I'm down here in the world, but I'm governed by another world. Come on, there's something else. Tell somebody there's something else working in me. The two-strand DNA can be programmed through just people talking to you, or by systems, or by frequencies that you listen to out there. You know, there's a knowing in the inside of a saint. You know, something can look like gold, glitter, but that knowing on the inside, you might not know it right away, but there's like a little nagging in there that says, uh-uh, no, that ain't gold. Don't be fooled, that ain't gold. Hello? But the twofold strand will go after it straight away. As a result of the fall, there's something wrong with the two-stranded cord of DNA that's in our genes. As a result of the fall, there's something wrong. Tell somebody there's something wrong with man's nature today. It's gotten so confused. I was watching something on YouTube the other day, and they were talking about people that are caught up between being a man or a girl, and they ain't neither one of them, or they claim they're neither one of them. I thought to myself, what next? But how confused, how messed up is the two-strand gene? Demonically influenced. Now, God, most of the time in the scripture, we see God working or manifesting in threes. Spirit, soul, and body. Go with me, 1 John chapter 5, and let's start at verse 7. Now, remember, the two-stranded DNA, that's why I told you in the beginning, 1 Corinthians 16:13, stop acting like mere men. Just human beings. No, we are spirit beings first. In the beginning, Adam was created in the image and likeness of God. He was a spirit being. And then God formed a body, and within that spirit was his body and his soul.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.